little girl and her mother was looking at the nativity scene, and the mother explained to her the three wise men brought to Jesus, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And the girl looked at the nativity scene, adoring the scene. Then thoughtfully, she asked, why didn't they bring him a bed? Can you imagine if they were three wise women? What they would have done was probably they would ask for direction and get there on time, clean the stable, and help deliver the baby, even make a casserole, right? Today we celebrate the feast of the three kings, Epiphany, and we hear the stories of the three kings. We do not know, Matthew didn't tell us how many of them. And our tradition say there were three because of the three gifts that they brought. But there was no exact number of how many kings or how many people. And these people were probably not really kings. They were probably priests and the religious leaders that lived about 1,000 years before Christ. So they brought the gifts to Jesus. What struck me about the story of the Magi today and us coming together at Mass, there are a lot of similarities of the two stories of the Magi going to see Jesus and us coming to Mass every week. Think about it for a moment. The Magi, in that tradition, there was a belief that every good person would have a guiding star, a guiding light, and that is a star. And the greater the person is, the brighter the star. So the Magi saw the star and they came and searched for Jesus. They searched for something. They know there is something big, and they followed the star. And us coming together in the same way, we come together, we all seeking something. And we look at each other and we know that we are coming from different background, but we come together to seek, to understand. The Magi, interesting to notice that the Magi follow the scriptures. They follow the scriptures and they know the star and they follow the star. They would have been surprised, or they would have probably expected that the child, Jesus, the Messiah, would be born in a bigger city or somewhere well known, or even among the king family or even Herod's. But they found Jesus in this stable because they follow the scripture. And a lot of religious people at that time, they knew what was wrong and what was right, but they did not benefit from it. Today, sometimes we see religious leader as well. That's why we pray for our religious leader, because sometimes they know what's right and wrong, but they don't follow it. That's why I try to preach and to give good guidance for you at my homily, and I try to be accountable for what I preach. You know, so our duty is to pray for our religious leaders so they can follow the scriptures. So the Magi follow the scriptures and found Jesus. We come together in different background, and we come here, we seek Jesus. And we notice half of the Mass was about the scriptures. We listen to the scriptures and we meditate and we reflect on the scriptures and the word of God that we just heard. So half of the Mass was about the scriptures. So hopefully we can take something with us. And also, the Magi, they follow the scripture to see Jesus. And so we are doing the same thing today as we celebrate this Feast of the Epiphany. There are a lot of similarity. We come, they brought gifts to Jesus, the baby Jesus. We too, we come together, we bring our gifts of your time, your attentive presence, your participation, and your financial support. That those are your gifts that you bring to Jesus today. And sometimes, when the Magi came and they saw Jesus in the stable, they probably were shocked. And we come here in church as well, we see familiar faces, and we see a priest, we see the altar, we see candles, we see statues, and things that are not extraordinary. And see, we see what seems to be the bread and wine that become the body and blood of Jesus. We know that we found something greater await for us, and we will never stop searching. So just like the Magi, they come and worship, they brought the gift, we too, we come and we bring our gifts, many gifts to Jesus today. So may this feast is the beginning of this year. As we celebrate this feast, we can find joy, we can find in Jesus who can save us and who can bring us to eternal life. Just like the king, the three Magi follow the stars and find Jesus. So here at Mass, we found God in our midst. And may we also bring Jesus to our brothers and sisters, in our neighbors, and at home and at work.